guys. DGS on Camel X. Great to be back from vacation. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Skiff, you know what that's like. You've always enjoyed what you do for a living. It's,
yeah.
I'd rather be in Colorado right now, but all things being equal, this isn't bad.
No, exactly.
It's nice to come home to.
I agree. You're in a good place.
Yeah.
That would be one measure of success, is you like what you're doing. You're not stressed out. You can take some time off. Your kids want to be with you.
Right.
That's, you know, those better than what's the number is in your bank account.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by so you're a few months behind me in age, but you're a few years ahead of me with like grandkids.
Yeah.
And I love your take on being a grandpa as opposed to being a dad.
Yeah. I just, my grandkids are so much better behaved with my wife and I by themselves than when their parents are there. And it's because we don't take anything from them, and they don't try. They don't push it. They just, I mean, kids inherently, without admitting it, because they're too young to even know what that means, but they want structure.
Yeah.
They want, I mean, we're fun.
Yeah.
Believe me, we're going to take them to Tennessee, and I'm taking them to get ice cream, and I don't care if their mom would have signed off on that or not. But they'll do what we say, too, and when we eat, they'll have this, and you got some meat, and you got broccoli or whatever, you're going to eat that, and there's no deal, so one more bite. I mean, no, we just, they eat, they do their stuff, and then they you know, we go on hikes and go to water slides and mountain coasters, and they behave and do what they're supposed to do and don't whine. And
Are you much different with your grandkids than you were with your kids?
Probably a little. I don't try to be, but it is. I'm sure it's because they're not with us all the time. So when we lay down the law but are fun, they understand the lane to be in. And if they're with us all the time, then there's times when I'm tired and I'll compromise. Now you've opened the door. Compromise on everything now. Yeah. I'm 5 years old, but my dad's going to compromise.
Yeah.
You know, that's normal, and that happens.
I had a thing when Nick was little. His mom and I broke up when he was about two. But he would ask for something, and I'd say no. And he'd ask again. I'd say, how many times do we ask? And he'd say once. And one time I said, how many times do we ask mom? He goes, oh, probably 5-6 times.
And she wasn't trying to hurt his growth. But just, I mean, like I said, I mean, when you have them all the time and you come home from work, I'm also older and less stressed about other things. I mean, I'm no longer saving for college for kids and all, you know. But I'm sure in a normal day, you know, the kid pushes some buttons, let them slide on stuff more. Yeah. So I get it.
Survival.
I get it. Yeah.
Sweet 16, sponsored by Weber Chevrolet. And today is, how would you phrase it, Rach?
Roles that are perfectly cast.
Okay. So people, and again, this could be sort of like, you know, whether the water's the perfect size of the mud puddle. But these actors stepped into roles and made it their own. And you just can't imagine anyone else playing those roles.
I had some great TV ones. I was joking about on the thread when I said I had Broadway. I mean, I didn't have but Broadway ones, but I had some good TV ones. But
we can come back and do TV again.
Yeah.
Yeah. We limited it to movies, right? Yeah.
I've got mine are all movies.
Yeah. I had 700 possibilities.
Well, yeah.
Any good movie is good because the actors made it their own. So it's a little bit hard, but still.
Want to lead us off?
I think I have the number one seat, at least for me. I'm not sure how I could vote against this. And the weird thing is, I don't think another actor could be in three of these at the same time, and that is Harrison Ford as Han Solo.
Yes.
But you could say Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones.
Yes.
And I think you could say Harrison Ford as Jack Ryan.
Yes.
And they all fit. And I'm not sure there's another actor that has three series that he owned, each one a little bit different. But
get off my plane. Wait, wrong guy.
Pretty good. Yeah,
that's a different
right actor, wrong character. Yeah.
So I'm saying Harrison Ford as Han.
Good call.
Andrew.
Michael's off. Gandalf. Ian McKellen.
Oh, man, I didn't think that would... I had that one, too.
I was torn with, like, five different Lord of the Rings people, because that's a very well... I also thought of, like,
perfectly cast,
was great as Frodo. I mean, it's
yeah, the thing is, if it's somebody unknown, though, then it's harder to say, because that's what they come known for. But Ian McKellen was massively known, and he was really, really good, I thought, as Gandalf. Really good.
Yeah. There could be nobody else that was Rocky Balboa than Sylvester Stallone. I know he made the movie, so he chose himself, but he's perfect.
He geniusly self-cast.
Yes.
I'm going to say Meryl Streep from The Devil Wears Prada. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not seen it.
Not.
But she's pretty much perfect in everything.
Yeah. We'll still keep her on the list.
Good call.
This one's kind of weird because you could have seen anyone but this guy in this role until he played it. But Arnold is the Terminator.
Oh, my God. Was he perfect?
I disagree with what you said. I think he is the... I think he's definitely... I do not think anybody else does...
I don't think it's a big movie if it's not him.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think he's great.
Was that his first real...
Yes.
No, he did Conan before that.
Right, but I mean, that was his first big budget. That was kind of low-budget Conan stuff. But, like, without him as being the big badass, I'm not sure that movie's scary. I'm not sure that movie has the impact.
Yeah, the way he would turn his head and his monotone, which some people would say is bad acting, but I think he purposely...
Perfect for that.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, back to Skip.
I'm going to go with a sentimental favorite. I don't know if anybody will agree with me because this is from my favorite movie, but no one could play Jonathan Mardukas as well as Charles Grodin in Midnight Run. Basically,
we've been together so many years. Yeah. This is your movie.
Yeah, I love it.
You love this movie.
I mean, and if you ever watch Charles Grodin on The Tonight Show or David Letterman or something like that, and then watch him in that movie, it's just like himself. He's playing himself.
He's playing himself.
Oh, Eddie's great. It's just... It just makes the movie fantastic.
Do you know, like, the backstory? Did he bug De Niro?
No. They came to get him.
Really?
They came to... I read Charles' autobiography, and he was doing different stuff and fairly successful, and they came to get him because they wanted somebody who was that annoying, who was straight-faced, that annoying. They put him in it, and it was brilliant.
That's great.
Yeah.
Andrew.
How about... Kind of an obvious one, but how about Gene Wilder?
Yeah, I had that.
Oh, very good.
I mean, he's really, really good.
You mean Blazing Saddles, right?
Yes. That one too, honestly.
He really did define that role.
Yeah.
That's why it seems so silly to keep making all of the Wonka movies.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, they're all just, it's one of those things where they keep making the new movies, and all of the later actors are basically just based on Gene Wilder. Like, they might add a little bit, like, you know, Johnny Depp, that's a little creepy, or whatever he was doing. But I hate that movie. But they're all centered around what Gene Wilder did.
Every time anyone mentions the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka, Rach, I think of you. You know what I'm talking about?
When I got my haircut.
When you got her haircut. And it couldn't have looked more like Johnny Depp and Willy Wonka. And she goes, guess what Kurt said today? She said, he thinks it looks like Willy Wonka, Johnny Depp. And I'm like, what?
I went full Wonka there for a couple of months.
He's a bad boyfriend. I don't know what to tell you.
Tough day for all of us here.
And we threw our boy under the bus. We're like, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't see it. Well, I'm glad to know it looks terrible. Thank you, everyone.
And the picture, it didn't really accept that one picture that it did kind of look
bad. All right, let's move on.
It's all good now. And you'll never go back.
I will never go back, trust me.
Man, I got so many. I think the one I want to draft next is Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter.
Oh man, you took another one.
Like, I don't, because somebody else played Hannibal Lecter, but it's just not Hannibal Lecter.
It was the guy from Succession.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah. It was. You're right.
And it was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Brian
and
Cox.
He was really, really bizarre in it. And so when you saw Anthony Hopkins and just realized he's going to take it to the next level, I couldn't wait for that movie to come out when I heard that was happening.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
How about Jamie Foxx as Ray Charles? Yeah. I thought he was really good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very good one.
Thanks.
You
guys are just saying that because you were making fun of
my
hair.
No.
All of us are like, that is the best pick I've ever heard.
That was so good.
Rachel, Johnny Depp's a wonderfully attractive
man. Yeah, he's pretty.
Rachel, the intelligence of your pick has nothing to do with the weirdness of your hair.
At all. They're polar opposites.
Yeah.
I get, you look like John Candy, and then I get a haircut. They're like, yeah, no, still John Candy.
There are so many Jack Nicholson roles. God, even as I'm saying this, I'm thinking The Shining, but I'm going to go with A Few Good Men.
Yes, Colonel Jessup. Yeah, that was my other pick I was thinking about right
and
there.
And you could also throw him in as the Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I know. Somebody else wins that one.
I don't know if I agree with that. As a fan of the campy thing, which is what we grew up with, Jack Nicholson as the Joker was perfect.
He was perfect for the first out of the box.
Agreed.
Yeah. And so was Michael Keaton. Who saw that coming? I loved Michael Keaton
back then.
By far
the best ever, I think. Yeah. There's nobody who's come close to that.
Agreed. Back to Skip.
Val Kilmer is Jim Morrison.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say Doc Holliday. I was going to say Doc Holliday, too. That was on my list.
I don't know. That would probably be good. But, I mean, he looked and he's practiced and he sounded. Nah. He sang all the songs. He was unbelievable.
He did nail it.
A foot in a shoe fit of Jim Morrison.
Agreed. Andrew.
Thinking as like a total like scene stealer, like the movie's not what the movie is without this. I'm thinking of Stephen Root in Office Space.
Oh yeah,
Milton Adams.
Oh yeah.
That guy is amazing in everything.
He's great in everything, but he is just so perfect.
What a career!
Yeah.
Back to wheels.
All right. So to me, a lot of this universe was cast perfectly. But it's tied together by Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark.
Agreed.
Not who I thought you were going to say.
It made Marvel, the whole thing, building around him, made it work.
Yeah.
He was Tony Stark.
And I think if you look at the comics, which I'm not a huge comic nerd, I think a lot of them are cast really poorly. But not that one.
I mean, I would say some of the best ones would be like Hemsworth because he had the look and all that. But yeah, there were some that
Scarlett
were like...
Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow was very well cast. I mean, so
there are others that were weird, though.
Yeah.
What about Reese Witherspoon in Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't really imagine anyone else doing that the way she did it.
When you said in a universe, I thought you were going the way I'm going to go, which is James Earl Jones.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that's really good.
The voice.
Didn't they originally have Prowse doing the voice?
Yes.
And they said...
And they hated it. Yeah, they hated it. It didn't work.
Yeah.
We need one more.
Skip?
Dustin Hoffman is Rain Man.
Ooh, good call. Great I didn't one. Think of that one.
What others did you guys have?
Oh, my God. I had so... I mean, so...
I had Gump.
Yeah.
I had Heath Ledger as the Joker.
I had that
Robin
as well.
Williams as the genie.
Yes.
I had Nimoy as Spock, and even though that's a movie, but, I mean, that was a TV show.
I mean, it was everything, you're right.
I had Sam Jackson from Pulp Fiction.
Kathy Bates in Misery.
Oh, my God. He was perfect as Jules.
Kathy Bates in Misery is a great one.
Ooh, we have to rethink some of these.
Yeah. Can we do a part two of this?
Let's go to 32. Can we have a play? Can we have a couple play-in games?
Wild card.
You sit in traffic now, but later... There's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
424 DGS on KMOX. If you'd like to help us out, go to our Facebook page. And one, you can see the first picture I've ever posted of me and Phoebe. Now she's all grown and everything. I feel much better about that. I never wanted to do that when she was a kid. Everyone's being really super nice, so thank you for that. And you can also find out how to vote for me for the STL Headliners contest, which we've decided to go all in on, which is risky because we'll probably lose. And then when we do, we have no one to blame but you. So, which is going to be a separator of people. We are doing the best cast actor of all time. So who just really either was made for this role or made that role their own? Here we go. Harrison Ford as Han Solo three times? More than three times?
Well, it was actually more than three. It was the original three, but then also the more recent ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus Jamie Foxx as Ray Charles.
Jamie was my pick, but I got to go Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Ian McKellen as Gandalf versus Jack Nicholson as A Few Good Men.
Gandalf.
Colonel Jessup.
I'll go Gandalf, too.
Wow. Jack out in the first round. Sylvester Stallone as Rocky versus Val Kilmer as Jim Morrison.
I'm gonna go Rocky.
Yeah,
Rocky.
Me too.
I got to go Val. He sang his own music and everything. Just terrific.
Did I hear a Rocky in there?
Yeah, Rocky wins.
Okay. Meryl Streep, Devil Wears Prada, versus Stephen Root in Office Space.
Oh.
As Milton.
Meryl Streep.
I'll go Meryl Streep.
Milton.
Milton.
Streep.
Streep moves on.
Look at you being all woke.
Hey. I saw one of her movies one time.
That's the first time you've ever voted for a woman.
In your life, we mean. Arnold is the Terminator versus Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark.
Oh shoot. That's tough. That's almost a championship.
Yeah, I'm going Arnold.
I got to go Arnold, too.
Me, too.
Charles Grodin, Midnight Run versus Reese Witherspoon from Legally Blonde.
Reese.
Grodin, Midnight Run.
Reese. Mark it down, Skip. Reese Witherspoon.
That's just out of spite.
That's just mean.
That's out of spite right there.
Wow.
Did Reese move on?
Did you go Reese?
I went Reese.
Oh, then it moves on. Yeah.
Now I feel bad. I'm not doing it out of a personal
vendetta. Did you even see Midnight Run?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you did. All right.
I'm not doing it out of a personal vendetta, Skip, just so you know. Some people.
Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka versus James Earl Jones as Darth Vader.
Oh, I'm going to say Gene Wilder because there's more to it than the voice. The voice is great, but I mean,
the whole
picture with Darth. Gene Wilder.
Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter versus Dustin Hoffman as Rain Man.
Anthony.
Nice Chianti.
Yeah.
Anthony.
I like those other Hannibal Lecter movies.
They're good.
The one with James Peterson.
The very first one.
William Peterson.
William Peterson.
Yeah, that's a great one.
The 80s one, right?
Called Manhunter with a great soundtrack. Yeah. Really good story.
It was very much a vibe. Well, it's Michael Mann, so it's the Miami Vice vibe.
Yeah. And Hannibal Lecter was hardly in it.
I mean,
he was just a character he went and consulted. Yeah.
I also like the sequels pretty well. I like Hannibal.
Did you see the Ralph Fiennes one, The Red Dragon?
I did.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. Surprisingly good.
Oh, wait, was it Ralph or was it Joseph Fiennes?
It was
one of those two, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
So I never saw that.
It's good.
That's the original book that they made the first one out of. So is it the same story they redid it?
It's a different story.
He's from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when they track him down.
Yeah,
so was the bad guy in the original Manhunter.
Yeah.
He was from Weldon Springs. They even showed it. Yeah, he's landed, and they show him going to.
That's pretty cool. All right, we'll come back, and we'll do the Elite Eight for you after this. 438 DGS on KMOX. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. The Sweet 16 of roles made for actors, actors made for roles. Down to the Elite Eight, Han Solo as Harrison Ford versus Ian McKellen as Gandalf.
Ooh. I got to go Han Solo.
Ian.
I'll go Han.
All right, Han moves on.
Rocky, Sylvester Stallone is Rocky versus Meryl Streep. Kevin's favorite movie.
Rocky.
In Devil Wears Prada.
Got to flex a little bit.
Meryl.
Rocky.
You think you're under suspicion or something?
Rocky. Hey, yo.
I'll go Rocky also, too.
Rocky moves on to the final four. Arnold as the Terminator versus Reese Witherspoon, Legally Blonde.
Probably Arnold.
What she said.
I mean, no. I like that movie a lot more, but if you want to think about it, could someone else have done Legally Blonde as good as Reese? Maybe not. I don't know.
Skip is high-roading me.
There might have been some other people that could have done.
I'm going to say Reese.
Really is.
I'm going to say Reese as well. I'm going to make it a tie to Dave.
Oh, son of a...
Wait a minute. I'm not voting for Reese. I'm voting for Arnold.
Thank you.
I was thinking it through. I had to pause on that because that was a good one because it is... I don't think the movie's made without her as a star.
Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka versus Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter.
Hopkins.
Gene Wilder.
Gene.
Troublemaker?
Gene.
Ooh, there we go.
And once again, I was going to say that as great as Anthony Hopkins was, there's been other good Hannibal Lecters, and there's been terrible Willy Wonka. So, I mean, it was not...
Good if point. It's not you didn't like Timothy Chalamet?
If it's Gene, not Gene Wilder, it's not a good Willy Wonka.
He's awesome. Gene Wilder's awesome.
Yeah. What's going on at Weber?
Great month going. I think I talked about how June was such a good month, but we got kind of derailed a little bit by the big hack that came.
Yeah.
And we still sold a lot of cars, and it was just so frustrating on my guy's part, not so much customers. But right now, we're selling at a pace to probably have our best month since COVID. And we did. I say that almost every month. It's just, summertime.
Yeah,
it's good
back.
Stuff. And all these things, all this stuff coming in. And you know, every day we have a little bit more stuff that we receive than what we sell, which not every time. Sometimes we sell it all or sell as many, but it's just that inventory is just ticking up just a little bit, but it's done it long enough that you really don't have to wait anymore.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will, but there's stuff you can drive. You don't have to there's definitely things to choose from. There's good selections, particularly in the high volume stuff like the Equinox and Trax and Silverado. Definitely good stuff on, and
good
our prices still resonate.
Good to see your industry get back to normal.
Yeah, it's good to see. I mean, there's still problems with supply chain stuff. You know, I think we've talked about it many times. There's been some silly decisions made, but there's also, when they shut stuff down, there's a lot of people started driving for this. When the rise of Amazon and local delivery, they pay as well as over-the-road truck drivers. Why would you be away from your family? You know, I'll go work there. And so it's tough to get these people to do supply chain stuff. That's one of the many variables that's tough. So still, anything that we have that does cause, that is reasons for inventory being a little bit short, it's because of supply chain at this point.
I know it's for both big rigs and personal cars, but having just driven 26 hours out to Colorado and back, and you see all the big rigs, and sometimes you get a little mad at them because they're a little too close, a little too big, a little too much air moving in between you. Do you feel like it's their road that we're driving on, or they're driving on ours, or just...
I think it's our road that they're driving on when I'm driving. But when someone says it, I said, hey, man, we wouldn't have all this stuff if you didn't. I'll tell you what, I didn't know if you were going to go this way or not. When I drive like that, and as we get closer to the evening hours, like we sometimes drive till like 2 a.m. because we're going to our place instead of... I get a little jealous of the way they're pulled over in those trucks.
Those rest areas?
Yeah, and you know how nice some of those cabs are. Used to the old days, it was, but they got it nice. It tricked out in TVs.
Dude,
and
me too.
Yeah, I go, oh man, they're pulling in. They're gonna have a nice, you know, they're gonna have a nice 6 hour sleep. And they, yeah, kind of jealous at that sometimes.
Are you okay letting other people drive? Are you the driver?
I'm really bad at it.
I am too.
Sometimes there's times when I get drowsy and once in a while I don't admit it, and that's probably very foolish and dangerous of me. But I sometimes just say, "Here, you're gonna have to drive. I'm tired." But yeah, I'm
I have an anxiety about other people driving.
Yeah, I'm bad at it.
I'm okay with Nick.
I'd probably be better in the back seat if I wasn't driving than in the passenger seat. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's finish up the Sweet 16 of roles made for actors and actors made for roles. Final four, Han Solo, Harrison Ford versus Sylvester Stallone, Rocky.
I got to go Han.
Yeah, me too. He didn't cast himself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good tiebreaker,
yeah,
right?
True. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Arnold as the Terminator versus Gene Wilder as Wonka.
Arnold.
I got to go Gene.
I'm going to go Gene too. I didn't think of that, but I think that's a really good pick.
Did he win anything for that? Do you remember?
I don't know.
I don't even know if it was a big enough movie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
God, was I obsessed with the golden tickets. Jeez.
Where's my golden ticket?
God. And we had Wonka bars.
Yeah. Just get them for Halloween.
Yeah.
It was great.
What's the voting?
I voted.
I don't know. I think I was the only Arnold so far.
Okay. Yeah. Wilder moves on. That's my vote. Versus Han Solo. Wonka or Han?
Han Solo. Punch it, Chewie.
Man.
I'm going to say Gene.
I am too.
Skip.
I'll go Han.
It's a tie today.
Tie to me.
Ooh. All this pressure on your first day back.
I know. Right? You've already had the VP pick and everything.
Who's done more for you? Chocolates or...
Now you got to be the decider.
Yeah, I got to go
Chocolates or Star Wars?
I got to go Wilder.
All right, do we have the super contest?
Oh, gosh. We haven't kept up with that.
I know. What did we do last week? We did things that we liked better as an adult as
kids.
Yeah,
that was great, Dave.
And what won?
I forgot.
I want to say it was
sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleeping one.
Is that a better thing than Gene Wilder? That's the thing.
I would go with it.
Yeah. I would agree. Yeah. It's very personal to me.
Things that you hated as a kid and like
and
now.
Love is
as a grown sleep
up.
Is number one.
Okay, I would say that still goes.
Yeah,
I'll go with that too.
All right, very cool. Quick break, right back. DGS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.